The Czech national team had an unfortunate start to the Euro 2012 final tournament when they lost 4-1 to Russia in their first game of the Group A in Wroclaw on Friday. The Czechs got their opponents under pressure in the opening stages of the game, but the Russians withstood the futile Czech efforts and first struck in the 15th minute and again 9 minutes later. The Czechs had severe problems in midfield and in defence, which failed to stop the Russian deadly counter-attacks. After the break, Václav Pilař scored to give the Czechs hope, but the Russian superiority went unchallenged and they added two more hits before the game was over. Czech coach Michal Bílek said the team's play was too chaotic.
We were looking to equalize after we scored, but instead of patience, but now is the time to show the team's strength and character, and I still believe the team is good enough to make up for the defeat in the next two games. So we will analyze our mistakes and prepare for the next game.
The Czech team is next taking on Greece on Tuesday before facing the host Poland in their last group stage game on Saturday. In tennis, Czech player Petra Kvitová failed to reach the finals of the French Open at Roland Garros when she lost to Maria Sharapova of Russia 3-6, 3-6 on Thursday. 22-year-old Kvitová beat Yaroslava Shvedova of Kazakhstan, Varvara Lepchenko from the US and Russia's Nina Bratchikova on her way to the semis, but Sharapova proved too much for the Czech.
She played very well. She improved a lot on the clay, not only on the clay. And I mean, I wasn't play bad, but she was better on the court, so she deserved it. And she's number one now. So yeah, it was good job for her.
Petra Kvitová said she would take a few days off before starting getting ready for Wimbledon, when she last year won her only Grand Slam title. Moving on to field and track now, where 24-year-old athlete Eliška Klučinová set a new national record in heptathlon. Klučinová won an international event in Kladno on Sunday with a score of 6,283 points, breaking the previous record by 15 points and qualifying for the Summer Olympics in London. The 37-year-old Czech veteran Roman Šebele finished second in decathlon at the event with 8,097 points, falling short of the Olympic qualification limit of 8,200 points. The 2004 Olympic champion will yet try to qualify for the Games at the upcoming European Championships in Helsinki later this month. And finally, in hockey, three Czech players with the New Jersey Devils in the NHL are still keeping their hopes alive of winning this year's Stanley Cup. The Devils with Patrik Eliáš, Marek Židlický and Petr Sikora were down 3-0 against the Los Angeles Kings in the best-of-seven final series. But they won the two games in a row when on Sunday the Devils beat the Kings 2-1. The next final game is to be played on Monday and the Devils hope to repeat the 1942 miracle comeback of the Toronto Maple Leafs against Detroit in the Stanley Cup Finals.